Hi everyone, my name is Meritha Spott. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast today. So today we're going to talk a little bit about a case study, a particular case that's actually recent, and it's regarding Medicaid planning. So often people ask me, how do I protect my assets from having it to be spent down for long-term care costs? And what does that exactly mean? It means if you were to be diagnosed with a debilitating health condition, such as a stroke, ALS, Parkinson's, anything that you would need a caregiver for, often people are, immediately alarmed because they don't know how they're going to pay for a caregiver. As an example, the cost of a caregiver right now, at least for private, in private agencies, can run anywhere from $350 to $450 per day. And that's a 24-hour caregiver to live at your home. So you might say, well, I want to stay at home. I don't want to ever go into a nursing home. And that's great. And if you can afford a caregiver at those rates, so that's between $10,000 and $15,000 a month. And that's just for the caregiving itself, okay? So if you can afford that, great. And certainly most people want to stay at home. I mean, that's certainly the general consensus. However, if you don't have that kind of funds, right? If you had maybe $200,000 of savings and then your house, and now you need to pay for this long-term care or, caregiving expenses, it'll go fast. It'll get, it'll get reduced really quickly. And then all of a sudden now you're in a pickle because you have to figure out how to self-pay for that caregiver at home. Okay. So the goal of Medicaid planning, and there's two types. One is the pre-planning, where you don't need to go into a home immediately, or you don't need a 24/7 caregiver immediately. Pre-planning is always the best alternative. When people come in to talk about estate planning, I kind of touch on the Medicaid side if they want to pre-plan for Medicaid planning or long-term care expenses. The other side of Medicaid planning is crisis planning. So what does that mean? Well, crisis planning is when the family member is already in a situation health-wise where they would need to go into a nursing home, and the single person or married couple are looking at their finances saying, wait a second, how are we going to afford this care? Okay, so that's where I'm at with the case study that I'm about to share. Husband and wife, let's just say John and Jane Doe, came to us in June. So in June, they tell me that husband had a stroke. He is paralyzed from the waist down. He is having some cognitive decline and just various issues too with his health. Okay. Husband is age 62. Wife is age 68. Okay. So they come to us saying, how is this going to work? He had already been obviously going to the hospital, going to rehab, getting some long-term care, done through that mechanism with Medicare paying for part of that, right? Medicare will cover a certain number of days at a rehab facility, okay? And then after those days end, now you're in a situation of, we're going to move you to a full skilled nursing care, and you're going to figure out how to pay for it, essentially. Okay. So this husband and wife has come to us, and in general, I'm going to share with you some of their assets. So in assets wise, they have a house, worth, $250,000. And then they have some cash, some IRAs, and other savings. And that is about, 130,000. Okay, so we're not talking a ton of money. Maybe total about $400,000 of assets. And you might be thinking, wait, that's not, that sort of sounds like your situation. How are we going to apply for Medicaid? How can we qualify? So with this particular husband and wife, we said, okay, we can probably qualify you, but we're going to have to do a few things, some strategies. And basically, they also had, they had another property that was owned with husband's brother. So that was an issue that we had to also figure out. So there was two properties plus all this, you know, whatever cash and investments that they have. That was back in June. They did decide, okay, we need the help. And we need the help to go ahead and apply for Medicaid. So that's our role, is to help you apply for Medicaid, make sure you get the best possible chance to get on Medicaid. Okay. So we did a few things. And we cashed out the assets because a lot of it was in husband's names. We moved it to the wife. We moved some of the titles of the property to wife's name. But again, I'm not going to go into all the details of the strategy because there's so many details. We have to do a bunch of things in order for all the assets to be situated properly before we actually filed the application, okay? So we did, after doing all this work, we finally filed the application. I want to say October, November timeframe. We filed the application, and lo and behold, they did get their approval. So the approval for Medicaid was given to the family, to the couple, to get husband on Medicaid. And they got that in February. And what happens is, because Medicaid is retroactive, the state of Illinois does go back. So since we had, filed last year, then basically we're able to get some funds reimbursed because they had already paid for it out of pocket. And I tell you that, so basically once you're applied and now we're, husband's on Medicaid, every single year thereafter, we do a recertification process, which means we got to tell the state of Illinois that, hey, this is what husband has, and he doesn't go above the requirements, and he'll continue to stay on Medicaid. Okay. And that's a really important step. So we're going to help you through the process of getting on Medicaid. And then 1 year after, we're going to make sure you have that recertification done. And then you can do that yourself every year thereafter, but we're here to kind of help you through that very first year. Okay. So the bottom line is, wife was able to keep the assets, is able to live her life because she doesn't necessarily need nursing home care at this point. Second is, now she doesn't have to worry about her husband's care having to be paid for out of their savings that they've worked so hard for. And that's a huge, huge deal, right? People will generally go to a nursing home and say, okay, my husband needs to be taken care of. Nursing home has no incentive really to help you protect your assets because they just want to get paid. And they'll tell you to really spend down your assets, do whatever you need to do, and then eventually you'll get on Medicaid once your money is low enough. Okay. So that's usually the default. When you go to a nursing home, that's what they'll tell you to do. But if you're smart, you would go and talk to an attorney, talk to somebody who will help you protect the assets so that you're not just handing over the money to the nursing home. And now all of a sudden, the wife, who may down the line even need some long-term care as well, she needs to be able to live on the assets plus have that potential for her own planning, down the road. So we're not depleting their assets. Wife can live in her home, not have to worry about the home, and we're in a situation where her husband's taken care of appropriately. So that is the case study. Again, there's lots of details that come with that, lots of details, but certainly I wanted to share that it does does work. And honestly, we never know with the state of Illinois how long the approval process will take. This one actually was, you know, quicker than most. So I will tell you that. And we were very thankful that they got the decision pretty quickly. If you want to save or protect your family and their assets and what they worked hard for from long-term care expenses, definitely give us a call. We can at least have a conversation. If there's anything we can do, we certainly will let you know. But the sooner, the better. You know, when I said pre-planning, that is much better than crisis planning. Because in this situation that I just shared, we were somewhat lucky to be able to shuffle some assets and make it work. But if you have certain types of assets or your assets are too large to even try to do any of this crisis planning, then you know our choices are limited, our options are limited. So the sooner the better. Let us help you and your family protect everything you've worked hard for. So again, this is Maritess Bott of Bott & Associates. Feel free to call us, and we hope to see you again in our next podcast. Take care. Have a good day.